This is Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative. Hi, friends. This is Tim McKenna, and this is another episode of Signal 337. Coming at you today, having a rose lemonade from Fentimans. Just recently discovered this stuff, and it is it's really good. So, Fentimans, good job. But that's what I'm not here to talk about, not give free advertising to a beverage company. What I want to talk about is an email that I recently got. It was yesterday. I was going through all my inboxes from like class and work and my own, and invariably I get 2 to 3 of these emails a week in my personal inbox. And it usually reads something like, "Opportunity for you, please respond." Normally, I don't click on them if they look clickbaity-ish or whatever, but I clicked on this, and it's a typical recruiter, like, blanket email saying, based on your resume, there's an opportunity that we think that you'd be a good fit for. And, you know, you can obviously tell they didn't read my resume, because this particular email was talking about a QA manager position for a manufacturing company here in central Pennsylvania. And I was like, okay, I mean, look at it. And it's like, oh no, it's like line production of like bottles and plastic materials. And I was like, okay, how do I fit for this job? And, you know, they got me again. I was kind of interested to see what they had to say. But this is kind of the problem that I see with a lot of recruiting type practices. Before I get into my soapbox about this, I want to make a couple things clear. I have some strong feelings about recruiting agencies, recruiters, because of how the recruiting agency, the recruiting industry kind of works. That doesn't mean that I hate recruiters. That's not the case. I have had some really good experiences with recruiters in the past, and I've had some pretty shitty experiences with recruiters in the past. So this is me stating that I don't hate recruiters. I just think the recruiting industry is really screwed up. So I'm not hating the players. I'm hating the game. So, you know, years ago when I was applying for jobs, you know, I kind of got my name and my email account out there, and it's been passed around so many times now that I get recruiters from all sorts of recruiting agencies, some big and reputable, and I'm like, oh yeah, they do cool stuff. And then others, I'm just like, who are you? Like, why are you reaching out to me? So it's everything in between. And generally, the practices that I see is kind of phishing emails of, hey, we have you in our database, and upon review of your resume, we think that you would be a great fit for this job. If not, please tell your friends about this other role. And I'm like, I'm not doing your work for you. So I want to talk a little bit about this. Now, if you're early in your design career or your business career, you have to understand how recruiters work. They aren't working for you. They're working for a company to find the best people. And they're going to look for the best people that they can so that they then get that commission. So here's how it works. Recruiters are hired by a company. So a recruiting agency is hired by a company. Can you find our candidates for this? Because a company may not have the HR resources or may not have the resources at all to do this type of work. So they outsource this and they contract it to a recruiting agency. The recruiting agency goes through either very diligently or just very cursory, goes through like what the job is and tries to figure out so they can go out and try to find people. From there, they're either very diligent and very fastidious and going through and recruiting like really good quality candidates, or they just kind of blanket effect, like send out emails to everyone in their system. They may do certain things. I tend to see a lot of blanket posts on LinkedIn from recruiters just trying to find warm bodies. So now those are all different tactics. that recruiters will do, and they may reach out to you either through email, they may reach out to you through LinkedIn, they may reach out to you if you have a resume or have a profile on their agency's, you know, agency system. That's kind of generally the thing. They don't work for you, the job seeker. They work for their client. And there's a couple different ways this can be happening. And this is mostly around outsourced recruiting agencies. A lot of companies do have a recruiting department. So they actually have hired full-time recruiters to work and find people for them. So this is, I think, kind of an extension of human resources, people development, if they have their own internal recruiters. And that's where I've had the most success and the most good fortune, is when I'm working with an internal recruiter. Because as a job seeker, if I'm talking to someone who actually works at the company and is recruiting for that company, there's not too many different levels of like back and forth. So in fact, where I work at now, I was working with an internal recruiter who brought me on. But when I've worked with external recruiters, that has always been a little bit more of a dicey game. So without naming names, because I don't want to throw shade on some, you know, external recruiting agencies, but there have been a lot of times where I've been approached by a recruiter who seems very interested, very fastidious, and, you know, seems to like really want to work with me, and kind of lays on this mentality of like, I'm here to help you get the best role for you. And when they use those tactics, it's great because you're feeling like, oh, here's someone who's trying to help me in my career. And when you go through that process, you are invariably getting interviewed by that recruiter, and you're telling them, you know, everything that you want in your career, you know, the next place. And they may have like one job lined up, and they're basically trying to tick off whether you fit for this job. Or they may even have a few jobs, a few places that they're representing, and you might fit the roles for these. So what ends up happening is that they talk a little bit about, you know, the roles and whatnot, and they ask to do right to represent. And what that means is that you are going to agree to this recruiter that they're going to be the person who represents you and sends your candidacy, sends all your paperwork into this company. Why do they do that? So they do that because they work on sometimes it's a fixed fee and then a commission, and then sometimes it's purely commission-based. So what that means is that if they put forth a candidate, ideally this candidate should have been then really vetted and really focused. Like, these should be the top candidates that the recruiter has gone out and found. And they are going to try to get you the highest salary for the role, because then they can take part of that commission from the company. So if the salary is $160,000 a year, I'm not entirely sure what the commission rates are at this time. They really kind of depend. But, you know, it's in their best interest for you to get the higher salary, because then they make commission off of that. And the reason why a recruiting agency would also have the right to represent you would be for two other reasons. One, if a company has reached out to multiple recruiting agencies, you can't then contractually go to another recruiting agency like, hey, can you work with me to get this job? And that's why a lot of external recruiters will keep the clients a little bit more obfuscated up front until you are ready to be interviewed by them. And the other thing is, too, is that they want to protect the fact that if you are working with them through a job and the company that is hiring them to do the recruiting, they have a jobs page, that you, of working with a recruiter, you don't go and then apply to the job through the jobs page, because then you basically circumvent them on their commission. That is kind of how the relationship works with an external recruiter. And you may encounter, you know, recruiters who say they're going to be very focused on helping you with your career and being very communicative. But I have found that when you're working with an external recruiter, it can be very frustrating to keep that level of communication and level of enthusiasm up after the first interview. Many times, in my experience, external recruiters have submitted my name and my resume for consideration, and then I'm ghosted. Like, I hear nothing, no follow-up. And I would reach out to the recruiter, like, hey, you know, is everything, you know, what's the next steps here? And, you know, yep, still waiting, hold on, we'll be back in touch with you. And then nothing. And then I hear nothing for, you know, the rest of the time. I don't ever hear from that recruiter again. And maybe years later, because that recruiter had my information in their system, they had the right to represent me at one point in time, I filled out all this paperwork. Maybe years later, down the road, I will get hit up by another recruiter at that agency. Says, hey, we had your information in our system. There's another opportunity. And then the cycle begins over and over again. So please understand that external recruiters from a recruiting agency are not in your best interest. Like, they're not looking out for your best interest. They're looking out for their best interest, and they're trying to find people that's going to fit. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, well, that's still fine. They're still going to try to find the best candidate so that they can get that person hired and move in. True. But it's not like they're working on a single client basis. A recruiter may be assigned to 10, 15 different accounts and may be constantly recruiting for different positions, different roles, different everything. They can be specialized and work only in the creative fields. There's a lot of technical recruiters that are out there, entire agencies and firms dedicated to just technical recruiting. And you might have healthcare recruiters for EHRs and other areas. So there's whatever kind of industry is out there, technically there's probably a recruiting agency for that. So they are looking to bring people in, get them on board. Sometimes the recruiting agency works it that you're technically an employee under them as a staff augmentation, and then you might be like right to hire, like get full-time hire on the company that you're working with. So kind of like a recruiting temp staff augmentation type of a thing. Not so much I see that with like the tech and business and design fields, but it does happen. But what I find really annoying is that a lot of the times, a lot of external recruiters will hit you up, and you may have had a very diverse background, a very diverse career. You may have had experience with like HTML and CSS, if you've ever done any of that work as a web designer or anything, and you start listing languages, a lot of recruiters are going to look at that like, oh, then you might know Ruby. No, I didn't say that at all. But you'll start getting emails about other development jobs. Or you might start getting jobs that are sent to you from the external recruiting agency that nowhere near match the rest of your resume. So say if you are a graphic designer and you've done marketing and print work, then you might get something where like, oh, you've got to create graphics and do social media and then do video editing. And it's like, well, those are tangential, but that's not what I do. So the whole industry of collecting resume information, collecting data on people, storing that, and then basically aligning it to different types of jobs, it's just fraught with a lot of inconsistencies and poor understanding of the jobs, the requirements, and the mismanagement. And in my opinion, a lot of the external recruiting agencies are very gung-ho to go out and find people. And then once they're hired, it's like, okay, we take no responsibility and we're moving on. And they are finding sometimes the wrong people for these roles. Sounds like a lot of hate, but really it's kind of the industry more so. So like I said, I have had good experiences with a lot of internal recruiters. The job I'm currently in now and the job previously that I worked at, I was brought in and I went through internal recruiters for those positions. And I have had one really good experience with an external recruiter, but I feel like I have to like say with an asterisk with that, is that I also knew the recruiter personally before she worked with me. She's like, hey, I got this really good, this thing. I think that you'd be a good fit. So there was already a personal connection with that person. And since she was a recruiter, she knew what I was looking for. She knew how to ask like the right questions and everything. Like that was very painless. So I have had some really good experiences with this. But the key difference with those good experiences was the time spent. Every one of those good experiences I've had with a recruiter, the recruiter and I talked. And we talked at length. We got to know each other. We got to understand what the goals are, what the company is, and everything. Even my good friend, who was an external recruiter for this one place that I worked at. So they spent a lot of time with me to understand and figure out, like, okay, this makes sense. Let's move forward. And that was great. Those were great. And because the time that was spent, the investment up front, basically figured out, like, all right, they're going to try to find the right person. They're talking to me and trying to figure out if I'm going to be the right kind of fit for this and everything. So that then it doesn't become basically a shit show later on, that they're not being held accountable for bringing on the wrong person. They want to make sure that they got the right person to come in. So that's where I see the industry kind of lacking, is that a lot of recruiting agencies focus on bringing in people very quickly so that they can fill the role and get the commission. While speed is great and everything, that shouldn't be the driving force. The other thing is that if you're not familiar with certain types of fields, certain industries, how can you recruit for them as well? So, case in point, I've got some members in my extended family that have worked in recruiting as a recruiter, and some kind of run a recruiting firm. And, this person was great at what she was doing because she spent the time to understand how technology recruiting works and understood the differences between PHP and .NET, the differences between MongoDB and Postgres, and all these other things. So she had a base knowledge of what type of developers were being needed for a role, and then how to weed those candidates out that didn't match. So again, spending the time up front to figure it out. Now, it took them longer to get quality candidates, but then they had a much higher, satisfactory rating because the candidates that they provided that were then hired had a longer retention, they improved the company, and, they were then continuously used as like, well, you know how to recruit the right candidates for us, so we're going to continue using you. It may take a little bit longer, but we appreciate that upfront investment. But not every recruiting agency really understands that. And it's also unfair for a lot of recruiting agencies because they have to keep up with whatever industry that they're recruiting for as well. And they are probably not practitioners of that industry. So take software, for example. If you're working as a developer or a programmer, like there's new languages, there's new frameworks, that stuff changes often. So for recruiters to understand like who they're recruiting for and like what skills they're looking for, it can be very hard. And what usually boils down to is like, well, how many years of HTML do you have? All right, how many years of React do you have? How many years of Java do you have? And when the relationship just becomes a transactional, how many years of this, you say this much time, like, okay, checking boxes. It's not really looking for the right candidate. Like you could have a candidate who interviews well and has all the technical skills, but then when you bring them in, they're a complete nightmare to work with. That should also be part of the recruitment process. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. So it can be very difficult. And I think the reason why is because the industry itself is set up for speed, get butts in seats, let's find the right people and get paid. And by taking the more invested, slower, more diligent approach, what you end up getting is clients who don't want to continue working with you because you're doing all the hard work for them and they just want to, fill the seats. Now, I'm generalizing here, but That's typically what I've seen. And I know that I'm probably going to get a whole bunch of angry tweets from recruiters telling me how, you know, off I am on everything. But in the last 14 years, this has been my experiences. And another thing that I have found very interestingly is that the people who are recruiters very often don't have a background in recruiting. In fact, a couple of the recruiting agencies here in central Pennsylvania that I know, a lot of times I will get emails from this person who I've never met before. I was like, I don't know who this person is at all. So I'll go on LinkedIn and I'll kind of like stalk their profile a little bit to figure out who they are. And it's a recruiter, obviously, but they've only been with the company for 2 months. Okay. So what I find is the attrition rate is pretty high in recruiting as well. A lot of recruiters, they stay on for like a year or so, then they bounce. And from what I've seen, the recruiting is more of a filler job before they get into something else. And even my good friend who worked with me as an external recruiter, she no longer works as a recruiter. And she, I thought, was an OG recruiter. She'd been doing it for a number of years. But she was definitely the outlier. And when I say a number of years, I mean, she did it for 4 years. I mean, so she didn't make an entire career out of it. But 4 years, from what I've seen, is a long time for external recruiters. And again, I'm generalizing and going off my opinions here in my own experience, but from the research and understanding of how the recruiting industry works, it's very tough, it's very cutthroat, it's very numbers-driven. You know, we can promise X amount of seats for your needs, for staff augmentation, bringing in the right, you know, right individuals. And this is more aimed at those, you know, early entry knowledge worker positions. Then you're getting into like your more senior positions as well. But then when you get into more like business recruiting, where you have internal recruiters and external recruiters that are specializing in business folks, you know, executive recruiting agencies, it's a little bit different. They do want you to spend more time before you just suggest a candidate. So it's very different all across the board. And I wonder if you flip the model. If you flip the model and you had a recruiter that you paid to do this work for you and to work with you in this regard, and then they entered in a relationship with the company, is like, hey, I've got candidates for this. So they're kind of getting paid from both ends. Like, you know, we're going to find the right candidates. We're going to do this. And, you know, we're going to talk with people to get on board. And we're going to spend more time with the person that we're going to recruit for you. So what if the future was you could pay a recruiter to get you jobs? And that way you're able to really spend time, invest with this person, and they can look for this, and they can be the interface for you to find these roles. And what if it is also, like, they have relationships with certain companies that they're always being paid for to find people, but then they also have relationships with individuals, and it's like, hey, this is match made in heaven, you know, here's some great people that we're working with. So what if that could be a model for the future? Anyways, the reason why I talk a lot about recruiters and stuff is that when I talk with my students a good bit, I tell them, like, you have to be very upfront and be very, you know, cautious and firm with recruiters, because I have found at times that some of the more unscrupulous recruiters use very duplicitous language, and they make you feel like you're the only person they're working for, and that's like falling in love with a stripper. My students are always asking me about, should I working with recruiters, like, you know, things. I tell them, like, you have to be upfront and honest about what you know and what you don't know, what you're willing to learn, what you're not willing to go into, and go for the larger salary. Because, again, their best interest is they're going to try to get you the larger salary. But, you know, go for it. And if they come back and say, well, you know, it's not really in the range, I'm like, well, what is in the range? And ask those questions. And I find that a lot of my students don't know how to have a conversation with recruiters and know how to ask the right questions. And not even only my students, but even industry pros that I've been come up the industry with. They don't know how to work with recruiters as well, because it seems like a very one-sided relationship. So it's important that you enter into a relationship, you know, conversation with a recruiter, and have clear goals and share with them what you're looking for, what you're not looking for, and set some expectations around communication. And if they don't meet those things, then that's indicative of how they work. And if you want to continue to work with that agency in any way, shape, or form, you can make that decision based off of your experience as well. So like I said, I have some extended family members that work in recruiting, and you know, they tell me it's tough. It's really tough because of where the market's at, how companies are hiring, and that's how they make their money in the business. So that's how I feel like the industry is set up to fail, is that they can't spend the time as much as they would like to be able to find, you know, the most amazing candidate as possible, because if how they're being paid and the business model is set up as like on a commission, they only have X amount of recruiters, they only have X amount of jobs they're trying to fill, and they have their own overhead, it becomes difficult. It becomes very difficult for them to do their job versus an internal recruiter who is an extension of HR who has the time to find the right candidates, because then how they end up making money is making sure that they have lower attrition with the company, people are staying on longer because it is expensive to hire and onboard employees. And even then, some of these internal recruiters might have a system that if they bring in good candidates, part of the salary that would also go to that person, like that goes to fund the recruiting department as well. So, but they have a little bit more leeway and a little bit more buffer, safety net. So yeah, recruiting is interesting. And especially for me living in central Pennsylvania and for all my colleagues who live here, recruiting can be very difficult because unlike large cities like New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, DC, you know, East Coast, or anywhere really, it's harder to find quality roles because the jobs are just not located here, not centrally located here. And you're not going to find a lot of external recruiters who are kind of scouring everywhere to find candidates in these areas, in these markets, because they aren't as developed as, you know, larger metropolitan areas. There are way more designers in Philadelphia than there is in all of central Pennsylvania. So why hedge your bets and go out here to recruit for an external company, even if it's a remote thing, if you can center your work more in a larger metro area? So it's interesting. The interesting part of this all is that all this is around like trying to find good people to fit into a role that is good for the company and good for you, the candidate. And it seems needlessly messy. So I don't know. I thought I'd talk a little bit about this and see what your thoughts are on this. If you have any insight into the recruiting industry and how that works some more, I'd love to have this conversation further. Tell me what your experiences are with recruiters. Again, mine hasn't been all that great, but understanding the constraints and how it works, I can understand why. But the times I've had really good experiences with recruiters, I mean, it's been phenomenal. So tell me what you think about this. Tell me what your experiences have been. If you are a recruiter, you share some feedback and insight onto to what it's like, and you know, what are some of the issues that you run into trying to find candidates. With that, I appreciate it. And again, not hating on recruiters. I just think that a lot of times they're faced with a lot of crap situation in their industry. But yeah, thank you so very much. Again, everything is always just my opinions and my experiences. They're not indicative of where I work or past places I've worked. It's all on me. So direct your angry tweets and emails at me. And with that, I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and we'll talk to you later.